we shouldn't do, I don't know.
No, but people are here just for a few, you know, because everybody, we can, again, you know, just to talk something, you know, okay? Okay, but because many people are waiting here, you know, lawyer, everybody, you know, journalists, okay? Wait.
How is it possible you came? What kind of phone is
this? What do you mean? It's the circuit there. What do you mean? It's your circuit there is the problem, not here. We call you, and we could hear you, and you can, we cannot talk to you.
Did I call you right away?
Yeah. If you call, then you can connect. But if we call there, I don't know. We have to check about that. But we have no time about that, okay? Wait.
So, yun na yung boses ni, okay, so yun na yung boses ni Mr. Bobby Fischer, no? So, maybe we could ask Kay June? Okay, so we have Kay June here. Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, Kay June, take it away.
Pagkamaganda yung salita dito.
Yeah. Good evening, Bobby.
Yeah, hello.
Bobby, is Mr. Fischer on the line?
Yeah, this is he.
Mr. Fischer, hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello,
good evening, Bobby. This is Mr. Velasco in Dagupan, Philippines. We have been waiting for your voice to get in. We've been here for the past 1.5 hours. How are you? So do you want to say a few words to greet our people in Dagupan City, Philippines, before we start asking questions? DWCM, Bobby.
DWCM.
Are
you listening on the DWCM?
Yeah.
Radio. What's that? Dagupan?
Dagupan City, Philippines.
Dagupan City, Philippines.
Yeah.
I don't think I was there.
Yeah, you know, thousands of listeners are tuning into this program, Mr. Fischer. Probably we could now go straight to the point, Buddy. It looks like you are having some problems with the Jewish community in the U.S. And it explains probably the thought that you are now based in Budapest, Hungary.
Yeah.
Will you kindly elaborate on your problem? Because, you know, many people around the world are missing you. You have not appeared for so long in public.
What is your first name?
June.
John.
Yeah. It's pronounced okay. June, you know.
What?
June, instead of John, June.
June, like yes. The month of June.
Yes.
Okay. This is, what was the question again, June?
Some people are worried why you have not appeared for so long before the public, and we thought that it's because of your problems with the Jewish community in the U.S. and in the Western world.
Well, I've been giving a number of interviews the last few months because I've had enough shit from these bastards, you know. They completely control the U.S. The U.S. is just a facade. You know, it really hardly exists. It's a toy in the Jews' hands. It's totally Jewish in the U.S. now. They control the federal government. They control everything on all the local level. You know, it's a farce, the United States. And these Jews are malicious bastards. It's just one crime against me after another, culminating now. They have robbed all of my stuff in storage with the blessings of the U.S. government. This stuff took me years to accumulate. It's a whole room full of stuff. You know. I hired this storage house for 12 years. The goddamn Jews just robbed it all. They say it's all perfectly legal. They robbed $20 gold coin pieces, silver dollars, two huge file cabinets full of stuff, 150 to 200 boxes full of stuff, a big 2,000-pound safe. They broke into that too, robbed everything in that, robbed all my mementos from the Philippines, my album. I had a big album Copper Miners gave me when I was there in 67 with pictures and news clippings of my trip in 67. When they robbed the photo album I got from President Marcos, robbed my letter from President Marcos, robbed all my personal pictures that I take it on my Polaroid of President Marcos and his first lady, and they robbed all my Mabuhay Bobby posters. They just robbed a gigantic amount of stuff. They robbed all my chess sets, all my fan mail, all my legal files, just a long, long list of stuff. They just robbed every fucking thing in my storage room. I paid them over $10,000. I said, outrageous robbery. I sent the money to my agent. He told me he paid, but actually he didn't pay because he was in collusion with the Beacon to give them a pretext to rob all my stuff. And the U.S. government is pretending it's all legal, and the Jew press, what little they say about it, they're treating it as something very humorous. Ha, 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 ha. Very funny.
Mr. Fisher. Yes? Did you not seek the help of any lawyer? You know,
these goddamn lawyers are all controlled, too, you know. I had two lawyers, but they're in on this thing. They're in on this robbery. I got rid of them right away. They're telling me this is all legal. So, they never do anything illegal. They're sure everything's legal.
What steps have you taken, Mr. Stusser, to
justice? The steps I've taken is exposing this robbery. That's the steps.
Man, I'm wondering,
don't forget, June, I'm under indictment myself by the U.S. government. They won't put me in prison for 10 years.
We understand that.
So, it's kind of silly of me to expect them, the U.S. government, to respect my property when they want to put myself in prison, But nonetheless, the United States is supposed to be a government of law, not people,
Yeah.
But that's a lot of shit. The United States is totally controlled by dirty Jews, and these are ruthless, lawless criminal people. They've been mutilating their kids for thousands of years, cutting off a piece of their penis. That's illegal, too, but that never stopped the dirty Jews.
Mr. Fisher, our lawyer would like to ask some questions.
Yeah, sure. What's his name?
His name is Attorney Rafi Baran.
Good evening, Mr. Fisher. This is Attorney Beltran of the Rupan City. I am the legal counsel of our city. My question from you is this. I learned from Eugene that your residence in the United States was ransacked illegally.
This was my storage room was robbed by the very company that was supposed to be protecting it. Beacon's Moving Storage Company, the Pasadena, California branch.
Yes, how did you come to know that your property, residence was ransacked?
The first I heard of it was a friend of mine in Yugoslavia called me up, and he said he heard about it on the internet that there was going to be an auction of some of my belongings at a place called Dryer and File. I think this is in Irvine, California. They were auctioning off a tiny part of the stuff that Beacons had apparently already auctioned off to somebody else. Apparently, Beacons auctioned off everything in the room. This is all a show, of course. Whoever they auctioned it off to originally is a Confederate. But anyway, they auctioned it off. Beacons, quote-unquote, auctioned it off to somebody or other. We don't know what his name is. We don't know how much they sold this stuff to him for. We don't know when they did it. We don't know anything, and I'm sure we'll never know anything. It's all going to be shrouded in secrecy. The better for the Jewish press and the United States government and Beacons and everybody else involved with this robbery to lie about it. But in any event, Beacons apparently auctioned this off to some Confederate, auctioned in quotes. They auctioned it off to some Confederate of theirs. And now this Confederate quote-unquote, owns all of my property, and this bastard, whoever he is, working with Beacons, is auctioning off tiny bits here and there, and selling tiny bits here and there, and so on.
Mr. Fisher, why did you not seek the assistance of the council in the United States to help you?
I have two attorneys, and right away, they're telling me everything's legal. Everything's strictly legal.
But then if you will take that entirely, I think it is wrong, because the amount taken from you is 1 million.
These fucking lawyers, Joseph Joe Jr. and Charles Bishayan Jr. are in on the robbery.
But then...
This is not legal.
But then...
I could have robbed stuff worth tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. They claim I owe them a few hundred dollars. We don't even know what they claim I owe. The press said, I think they said several hundred dollars I owed them, apparently. But I didn't know them because I sent it to Bob Ellsworth, who had been paying these fees for 5 years. You know? Obviously, Ellsworth and the Beacons are in collusion.
But I learned from Eugene that you were not properly notified, and that is one of the requirements before an auction could be done.
Yeah, well, so here's the point, attorney. He's picking up my mail. See? I gave him the keys to my mailbox, and he's picking up my mail in Pasadena where Beacons is sending the bills, right?
Yes.
So they're sending him the bill saying they're going to auction off all my stuff. But he's working with Beacons. He hasn't paid them like he told me paid them. And he's not telling me that they're sending him the notice that they're going to auction off my stuff. You understand?
Yeah.
That's the game, you see.
But now that you know, you have to act swiftly. You have to...
I sent the fax, attorney. Have you seen the fax I sent to the...
No, I did not. I did not. But then you have to...
Eugene read it in the last interview in Baguio. You have that with you, Eugene?
Yeah.
Show it to the attorney.
Okay, but it's a
good
time to
stop. I think my only advice to you is to seek, you will be sleeping on your rights if you not move. You have to...
I sent a fax attorney to Beacon. They have never responded. I called them. They will give me no information.
Do you not have any other friends in America who could help you?
My mother died a couple years back. My sister died last summer. My two attorneys turned out there on the other side.
the only assistance that I could give you is that...
Look, attorney, you think Beacons hasn't heard these interviews? Give me a break, huh? I'm a world-famous figure giving interviews that are on the Internet. Everybody knows about these interviews. Take it from me.
Anyway, Tony Beltran here said earlier, this is Eugene, Bobby.
Yeah.
He said earlier that it's illegal what they did to you, you know.
It's illegal.
What were you worth before?
I'm worth a goddamn fortune, and I'm not exaggerating. This stuff that Beacons has robbed from me, I'm telling you something, it's going to turn out one day that this stuff is worth more than the entire Beacons Corporation put together, including all of their branches all over the U.S. and all over the world. And Beacons is a $1 billion corporation, probably a multi-billion-dollar corporation. But eventually, this stuff they robbed from me probably turned out to be worth more than that.
Yeah.
So they're just a mania these days for memorabilia, and they got a huge room full of stuff of mine. Everything you can imagine was up there. And this is totally illegal. The fact that Beacons hasn't answered, the press is blacking out this story. Where is the investigative journalism in the United States? Here's a hot story. Fisher is making all these accusations. Why don't they call up Bob Elson? Why don't they call up Beacons? Why don't they write huge, big stories about this robbery? If Kasparov lost one million, was robbed from him, what they robbed from me, it would be front page story all over the goddamn world. They'd call it anti-Semitism, they'd be screaming to get that little stuff back, and they'd be demanding those people go to prison. You'd hear about it every day on the front page until this thing was resolved. With me, it's totally blacked out. The only way I get my views out is indirectly going all the way from Hungary to the Philippines and then putting it on the Internet in the Philippines. Nobody wants to talk to me about this. I'm willing to talk on the radio live anywhere in the world about this.
You know, Bobby, this is June.
Yeah, hi, June.
I am just wondering why you choose the Philippines, because, you know.
Because I can't get on anywhere else.
How about your friends in Hungary? Are they not helping you over there?
I got on one program here. I got cut off.
Yeah.
After about, you know, after a while, and that's it. No more. No more interviews from me here.
You know, Bobby, this is rather strange because, you know, the Philippines is, we learn our journalistic ropes and legal system from the U.S. So, do you think you can expect a break from the Philippines?
Yes,
of course, in our case.
Yes, I do. Filipinos have a heart. You know, you've been oppressed by Spain and then later by the U.S. and finally you kicked the goddamn Americans out. And I'm disappointed that Estrada is giving them some kind of landing right to U.S. military to come back. That's a terrible mistake, shameful thing. Shouldn't let those guys come in with their ships at all.
In fact,
matter of fact, you should shut down your embassy in Manila, U.S. embassy in Manila. I'll tell you why. It's very dangerous to have American embassy now because the United States is committing so many vicious crimes all over the world. In Kosovo, in Yugoslavia, supporting the bandit state of Israel, which is slaughtering the Palestinians and the Lebanese people. The United States is hated all over the world, and there's going to be more embassy attacks. They say that, as just now, the United States has closed up a whole bunch of their African embassies because they're afraid of new embassy attacks by Osama bin Laden group. And this is all because of the United States' criminal behavior. The United States is endangering the lives of Americans all over the world, and they're endangering the lives of nationals in other countries, like the Philippines, with their embassies. You should close down that goddamn embassy before it gets blown up.
In fact, Bobby,
America is an outlaw country. America controlled by the dirty Jews. Look at the administration. It's totally Jewish. Fuck the United States. Fuck the Jews.
I sincerely agree with you, Bob. In fact, I voted against the visiting forces agreement.
This is Estrada. I don't hate to knock the guy because he pretends to be a populist and a man of the people. He likes chicks, which is very nice. But the guy's a phony bastard, you know.
Yeah.
Hell with him.
Well, I'm turning the mic to Eugene, before the U.S. Embassy was rejected by visa. Because I'm about to review this. Hello, Bobby.
Yeah.
You know, the station was gracious enough to extend this one.
Oh,
because
very good.
So it's good. Now, maybe because I intended, you know, to inquire or to ask you about some, you know, these... how you call this response from the internet. I don't know if you feel like, you know, answering it or,
yeah,
you know.
Sure. Let's go into some of them because they're going to be dated if we don't touch on it now. You know, they're getting old, some of them.
Okay, this one from Tom Wedberg. This is sent February
8, 1999. Yeah, just tell me the page, Eugene, so I can follow him, okay?
Yeah, page 1, Tom Wedberg. He said, dear Mr. Fisher, I just want to send this greeting to tell you that I feel you have been mistreated by the American government. I really hope that you are allowed to go back to the U.S. soon. Your games and accomplishments at the chessboard has been a great inspiration for me. To see you play again would be a dream come true. Best regards from one of your fans, Tom Wedberg, Stockholm, Sweden. Well, you know, I think this Tom Wedberg is a grandmaster, you know.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I never heard of him.
I know a Tom Wedberg grandmaster, but I don't know if he's the one.
Oh, okay.
And then this next one said, you are...
Give the date, Hugh. Give the date.
This is February 8, 1999. Also on page 1. Said, you are sick. Try to find love. Read the Psalms. Find peace.
I'm very peaceful, thank you very much. I have a lot of inner peace.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
It shows that you are ravings and all that, but you have peace, no? Because you are true to yourself, no, Bobby?
No, I'm not raving. I'm being forceful. I'm not raving at all.
You know, they say you're ranting, you know, and all that, but I think you're just... Anyway, Bobby.